Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, but the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Well, you know what? I'm going to do it in a different fashion than anybody else that's done it on your show because people know me not so much for my face,
yes,
but for my voice. So we're doing an oil barons thing. So I will do, it's time to stand up and make some noise for your Fort McMurray oil barons. My name's Jerry Neville, and I've been the in-house arena announcer for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons for 11 years now.
That's awesome. That is the best, hands-down, intro that we've had of any guest. That was awesome. So, speaking of the Barons, we are in the Oil Barons Dream Home right now. This is basically the biggest fundraiser that the Barons have all year.
Oh, 100% it is. And the one thing that I've been involved with the Oil Barons since day one of coming to town because when I got hired for Country 93.3, they also said, you're going to be the in-house arena announcer. Do you have any in-house arena announcing skills? And I'm like, well, as a matter of fact, I do. I've been announcing for Acadia University, and I announced Senior C in New Brunswick, and I did all kinds of other stuff. So coming here was that was part of the gig was to do that. So the Dream Home, I've been involved now for 11 years. So I've seen 11 different Dream Homes. I used to broadcast live from them. So we would be here like every second Sunday.
Right.
People would come in and just do the big tours and stuff. But since getting off the radio and working with the Oil Barons, it's just so cool to be able to shoot the videos in here and talk to the players. We do a big opening day here.
Yeah.
Where we have a big barbecue, all the players come in, and fans can bring their stuff to get autographed
and
stuff.
That's so nice.
It's so cool. And it also gives us a chance to meet the neighbors around, too.
That's right.
Because, let's face it, having a dream home as your next door thing and having thousands of people come visit, you got to have some patient neighbors, too. So it gives us a chance to meet the neighbors and go around and see some stuff, too.
Right.
And it gives them a chance to meet the Oil Barons, too.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of cool. When we were shooting some videos recently about the Dream Home, we did a lot of reminiscing videos.
Oh, so beautiful.
Max McCoy, who grew up here playing with the Junior Oil Barons, it was funny because I've been the only announcer that they've had their whole lives.
Right.
And over and above that, he's like, we used to think it was like the NHL. You know what I mean? Like, we were 10, 11 years old. It was like, we're going to be on the Barons, and we're going to do this and that. And it really, and that's the object of the team, is to try to make it like an NHL experience. So.
It really is, though.
Oh.
And it's wild. Like, my little guy goes there now, and his favorite thing every year he looks forward to is, like, the teddy bear toss.
Oh, yeah.
That Merck does for Santa's Anonymous. He gets, he gets to throw it. And it's memories that I had as a kid going to Father Merck and going to the teddy bear toss too. And the Barons are like a staple of the community. And same with him. I told him tonight, hey, I'm going to film at the Barons Dream Home. He's like, hey, when are we going to see that anyways? Because it's like a tradition that year after year, you go and you walk around the Barron's Dream Home and like you get to pretend this is new home. This year, hopefully, it will be my new home. but like you got to walk around. And so it's like a staple of the community for the Barron's to have this dream home, which is super cool.
It really is. And you'll notice over the years as well, the dream home is varied in size and varied in contents and stuff. And it goes with the economy and the way things are going. So it's nice to see that the oil barons are adjusting this whole program as well to the community and the community's acceptance.
Yeah.
So, but we are so lucky as an organization to hear Bruce Ferguson earlier talking to you. 25 years we've been doing this promotion.
Yeah.
25 years. There's a lot of things in Fort McMurray that don't last 25 years.
No.
Right?
No.
So you've been here a long time, Elliot.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you've been here forever, and I've been here for 11 years. We're working on 12 now. It'll be this summer. By the way, when people who have been here forever ask me, it's like, how long have you been here?
Yeah.
I'm like, I came the weekend of the Kiss concert.
Yeah.
That
was a good concert, too.
I don't have to say any more dates, have to say anything else. I came the weekend of the Kiss concert. Yeah.
The Kiss concert was so good. I wasn't there. I lived in Beacon Hill at the time, and I heard the whole concert. Like, that thing, it didn't matter if you went anywhere in Fort McMurray, you could hear that concert. And from where I lived in Beacon Hill, I heard everything. I just went, that is awesome.
There have been some iconic concerts in Fort McMurray. The Kiss concert had to be one of them.
Yeah.
One of them, we actually had a chance to host, at that time it was Kasman Center at Center Fireplace.
Right.
Snoop Dogg.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. Let me hear your Snoop Dogg experience.
So we are so lucky that we have that four-sided video scoreboard.
Yeah.
Every single concert that comes in, they want the four-sided video scoreboard because they're not bringing video support. They're coming to a small arena. So to have the support that we have there is like, what? Yeah, of course we'll get you guys to do it. So
yeah.
With all the other concerts. Now, I'm not going to say some of the concerts that I may or may not have recorded at Center Fireplace over the years, being there to have little bits and pieces as a reminder.
Yeah.
When people say, so did you really work with Snoop Dogg? The only thing I have from Snoop Dogg, because I actually worked it for free.
Yeah.
I have a laser imprint backstage pass from Snoop. Like, you have to work for Snoop Dogg. It's not a VIP pass. It's not a normal backstage local crew pass. This is a laser imprint. I worked for Snoop Dogg. Yeah. 100% kind of deal. Because their road manager came up after every second song, came up to the booth and go, hey, you guys still having fun? It's all good. Yeah. He was looking for record lights on every piece of equipment we had.
I swear
to God, that's what he was looking for.
Yeah.
So we did not record anything of Snoop Dogg when we were there.
Yeah.
But it was to have a picture of Snoop Dogg in an Oil Barons jersey.
That's right.
That is, we use that picture so much, man,
that's
in our
part
media.
Of his rider. Did you know that? Like, you know how when artists have riders, like, oh, I need to have Eminem.
Yeah, exactly.
Like whatever. In his rider, whatever you would pronounce it, is he gets a jersey of whatever local team that he's going to. And that's his thing. So he feels like more like a part of the community.
Wow.
So like that's like what a good like thing to do as a showman, to be like, no, I need that. I need the teams. Who's the local team here? Sometimes they have an NHL team or an NFL team, but like sometimes you have the Barons. He's like, no, I want the jersey because I'm going to wear that because I'm in their community, so I should rep their teams.
Oh, that's cool. Well, one of the cool things we had a chance to work with Tom Cochran.
Oh, yeah. Another.
And of course, the song Big League, about getting into the big leagues and the dream not coming true, someone dying.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he sings that song, we provided the backgrounds for that concert. So their road manager was up with us, and I'm like, I got a big sunset for Sinking Like a Sunset, and I've got this and that for other things. And I said, for Big League, I said, I have this really cool special effect, and it's all the Oil Barons players that are playing this year. And he's like, that is a no-brainer, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's like, don't put Tom on the screen.
Yeah.
Just play that. That's all I want.
That's right.
People can see Tom everywhere else. That's what we did. So we actually ended up split screening it with Tom.
Which was
really cool. So that was,
We've had some good ones. Snoop was a good one for sure. For me, because I'm I love rap music. I don't get to listen to it as much anymore because my little boy,
yeah,
he's like a sponge. And
yeah, you got to watch that, I know.
Can't listen to it, but I love rap music. So Snoop was a huge concert for me. I saw him, the first time I saw Snoop, I was in Mexico on my stag. And we fly in to Mexico for my stag, and like as we're driving, we see like poster for Snoop Dogg. And I'm just like, we gotta go see this guy. And so we buy tickets, and we go to the club the night that he's supposed to perform. And there was 10 of us on the stag. And we get there early at like 11 o'clock. And 1 o'clock hits, he doesn't show up. 2 o'clock hits, he doesn't show up. So like some of the boys were just like, half of the boys were just like, I'm out of here. He's not showing up. This is a farce. So they leave. And I don't know if it was like 2:30 or 3 in the morning, it was late, he showed up. And he came with the whole dog pound. Daz, Corrupt, Warren G, everybody, and put on this amazing performance. He wasn't just there for like dipped in for like 45 minutes and bounced out. Although the concert started late, he gave like a full thing. I was out until like 6 in the morning. I was like, this is epic. And the half of the stag that missed it couldn't, like, they're still licking the wounds on that one. But when I found out he was coming to Fort Mac, I was just like, and I, hands down, best concert in Fort Mac I've ever seen. Second place for me is when Aerosmith came.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you a little story about Aerosmith. So my mom flies in for the Aerosmith concert. So
yeah.
My mom loves concerts. We've gone to see Elton John twice together.
And, oh,
and
banger.
So, yeah.
He's coming to Vegas, I heard. Or he's going back, I heard.
So we've seen the farewell tour twice.
Okay,
So that's, yeah. So we went to see that. But so we're there to see Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know or not, when they built the Wave, it was built for smaller concerts.
That's right.
So when the Aerosmith show came, they couldn't fit it under the Wave, but they designed the seating for it being under the Wave. So they had to pull the stage out. So instead of the VIP looking in, it was looking on the side. So Steven Tyler invited everybody down. So he used some choice language
when he did that.
So my mom's, I'm like, come on, Mom, we're going to go to the floor. She goes, oh, no, I'm okay here. This is fine. I'm like, when is the next time that Steven Tyler is going to say to you, get the onto the floor?
That's right.
Well, I guess so then.
That's
so
right.
Me and my 65-year-old mother on the floor at Aerosmith, the best picture I have of her is her doing the devil horns with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry standing right behind her. Like,
it was an epic concert. And that is why it was epic, because he did that.
Yes.
In regards to, that's the one thing about Shell Place is it's big. And so there was a lot of people that showed up, but because of the size of it and how it was dispersed, it didn't look as big as it was. And so when he was just like, I don't care how much you paid, we won't go into the language.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I want everybody on this field. This is like, this needs to be a party. So everybody got to come down regardless of what you paid, which made some people upset. Not me, because I had one of those cheap tickets.
So did I.
Was like, hey, I'm coming down. But that's a true artist right there who just wants to throw a party
and
put on a good show for people. Now, before we go on, we got to throw it to an ad because I got to pay the bills. Carrie from Patchouli Rose, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Okay, so let's keep talking about concerts in Fort McMurray.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me your third.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the concert that everybody missed, including myself.
Okay.
And we're in Fort McMurray, and 12 people were there.
Okay.
The Arkells.
Oh.
So I recently went to see the Arkells in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands have the stage, and then they have the extension that goes out and another stage because it's one of those, I have to go out and be with my fans and do this thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Arkells. Yeah. Have a runway and a second stage because they have to.
Right.
The energy that their lead singer and the rest of the band brings, he was down every song.
That's right.
And he couldn't contain himself. He was just like all the way through. I would say the concert that Fort McMurray missed is concert number three, and that would be the Arkells.
How did everybody miss it?
It was one of those, it was like an East Coast garden party thing. There were like five different things going on in town that weekend.
Yeah.
They had just broken out. It was like they had their first hit. Yeah. Nobody really knew. Like, if you were into trendy music, you were into them.
Yeah,
but it was like, they're just breaking out. They're Canadian. They're from Hamilton. One of those things. It was like the perfect storm of, had it been any other weekend, it would have been the biggest party in town.
Right.
The weekend they were here, no one was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
The concert that everybody missed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd have to say that one.
Okay.
But another big doozy that I really, really enjoyed in Fort McMurray, and I had a chance to go back and meet him too, which was always a bit of a dream, because the first time I met him, I was sitting in my underwear, which is another story, is Ashley MacIsaac.
Oh, yeah.
So I had never seen Ashley MacIsaac play. So to make a long story short, I'm in Cape Breton during Festival of Colors for my grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
So the hotel we're staying at is right across the street from this big bar called Smooth Herman's.
Okay.
And so we're there at Smoothies, and the band that's playing all went to my high school. So now we're just buying pictures, and I'm just like, I'm here grieving my grandfather. This couldn't be any better. This is what he would have wanted, a celebration of life.
Yeah.
And so I'm hammered, and I go downstairs. At the time, I was smoking cigarettes, and I go downstairs in a pair of boxer shorts, and I'm sitting in the lobby just like hammered. Ashley MacIsaac walks in. And apparently I had no couth, no nothing at that time. Because I'm like, hey, buddy, aren't you Ashley MacIsaac? And I stand up in my boxer shorts, and he turns around and goes, you need to sit down. So the next time I meet him is backstage. So I've never seen him play.
That's right.
The show that he put on was incredible. He had a DJ. He had a little band with them and stuff. I was really blown away. I didn't think Ashley MacIsaac was going to put on that kind of a show.
That's right.
I was just blown away by that.
Nice. Now, the reason you've seen all these concerts and you've met these individuals is because you are in the industry.
Yes.
So tell everybody at home a little bit more about your organization, your company, and how you find yourself at all these awesome events.
So I'm really lucky. I own Neville Video Productions with my wife, Jennifer, and we get subcontracted for a lot of things, i.e. the Arctic Winter Games that just happened. We did the opening ceremonies with Freebird Entertainment. We provided, so all the camera people that were on that production were all from Fort McMurray.
Right.
So when you saw the Hallucination on stage, the camera shots that they were getting were from all local people. As a matter of fact, the kid that's operating the PTZ camera is 14 years old.
That's awesome.
And there's not just one, a pan tilt zoom camera, those cameras that are remote controlled.
Yeah.
I asked him one day, do you play Call of Duty? And he's like, yeah. So he does the one at the Oil Barons game.
Oh, cool.
And so that's what he, so it's that kind of thing. So we get asked to do a lot of stuff, especially with multi-camera switching, television stuff that comes to town, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then being on at Center Fireplace, and at one point, Center Fireplace was having concerts all the time. One of the craziest ones we did, when people say, so what are some of the concerts you did? Well, we did Travis Tritt, we did Snoop Dogg, we've done what you call it, 3 Days Grace, and we've even done Dora the Explorer.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because And when I say Dora the Explorer, it's because it was that good of a show. So that's normally right. Because we've done the Backyardigans and all kinds of other kids shows. Mm-hmm. And usually the crew is like, oh, we got another show of this to come.
Yeah.
After Dora the Explorer, my whole crew was like, oh, we can do this better. This is a real show. I like this. And it was really good. It was a really good show. So we're lucky like that. Like, I got a chance to work with Nitro Circus when Nitro Circus was here in town.
Okay.
So Travis Pasternak and all those crazy guys from Nitro Circus, I know nothing about it. I'm more impressed with the fact that everybody that was on the video crew just came off tour with Tina Turner.
That's right.
Right. So I'm talking to them about being on tour with Tina Turner. What's Tina Turner like?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of production you do? The guy that's doing the camera beside me also does center ice camera for the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
So like, I'm all into the camera stuff. And so one of those crazy guys comes over and goes, hey, look at this little scooter, man. We're going to take it to the top of the ramp and go. And I'm standing there and I'm looking at the top of the ramp and I'm looking at the scooter and I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah.
Right? Not knowing who any of these, and they're big, crazy stars, man. I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll tell you what, man, you do that, and I'll operate the camera that sees you wipe out.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's
what I'll do.
Evel Knievel stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's the kind of cool stuff we get to do. Honeymoon Suite, we've worked with them twice. Like those guys, Johnny D and those. The first time that I brought off, this is so funny. I have his autograph sticks on my wall. Dave Betts, he's the original drummer from Honeymoon Suite.
Right.
It's when you're drumming and you get older, arthritis is a thing. So he had some joint issue things, so they replaced him for a while. And when he played Keanu Gala, when I took them off stage, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, that was Honeymoon Suite with their original drummer, Dave Betts. Dave Betts is standing up. He comes right over. How do you know who I am? Johnny and Derry are right here.
That's,
man,
right.
Like, you're mentioning me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, man, like the first song I ever learned how to play on the drums was Stay in the Light. And to watch him play, Dave doesn't play drums. Dave doesn't make a drum sound. Dave goes out to punish every drum kit that he plays. Excuse me. He absolutely destroys sticks. Like, the sticks that are on my wall look like my dog ate them.
Yeah.
It's because he just pounds the drums. Another great, I remember the Casino was doing a thing for a while before the fire, or right after the fire, where they were bringing 80s bands in.
Yeah.
So they brought in Platinum Blonde. There is not a bigger, and I challenge anybody, there's not a bigger Platinum Blonde fan out there. I've seen them four times. I've been on their Facebook.
Yeah.
Me and Mark Holmes, I've held Mark Holmes' cell phone in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's like me and Mark, not that he would know who Jerry Neville is, but.
That's right.
I'm a big, huge fan.
Yeah.
With Platinum Blonde. So when they're at the Casino, for $100, you can have supper with them, ask them questions and stuff. I'm like, yeah. So he's playing, and I'm standing right beside the stage, and he does one of these things with his bass guitar. He goes just boom, like that, and hits me. And I'm like, oh my God, I just got hit by Mark. This is going to be a horror show. He turns around and goes, oh, so sorry, mate, and just keeps playing. I'm like, okay, I was too close to you, buddy.
That is a cool story.
So Gord Bamford, the same thing. I played golf with Gord Bamford and his band in Nova Scotia. So when I had a chance to work with them here in Alberta, it's cool.
That's so awesome.
My buddy supplies all of their backline stuff.
Keep going. So. I'm just going to make sure that's still running. Keep going.
All right, I'll keep going. Sorry, man. I just want to make sure, because I don't want to go over your limit either.
Okay, we're going to hold on. We're going to keep talking, but we're going to throw it to a commercial break.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we're back from our commercial break. Okay, keep going.
So, like Gord Bamford, it's just so crazy just talking about Gord Bamford and stuff. But so when we were in Nova Scotia, I was working for a little small radio station.
Yeah.
And so we put on a big concert. And so at the farm we were at, we heard Gord Bamford had a golf tournament. So we brought out some golf clubs and some golf balls, and we smacked golf balls into the Atlantic Ocean from there. And just to be able to party with him, hang out with him backstage, like his guitar. Like, I have a picture on my Facebook page of his guitar. It's all pearl inlaid, and it's got his name in it and stuff. It's, like, it's really nice. And like I said, my buddy provides a lot of his LED stuff in his back end.
Yeah.
The same with Brett Kissel, another big artist here from Alberta who really, really broke. His guitar player, before anything happened, Matty McKay, would play with anybody.
Right.
And now Matty McKay has written half the songs for Brett Kissel, is Brett Kissel's guy, has won Canadian Guitar Player of the Year. Another guy on my Facebook, traveled with Brian Adams, this guy. Like, it's like to be able to have those contacts. Yeah. Clayton Bellamy is another one. I went to Toronto Music Week and met Clayton Bellamy, come back to Fort McMurray, and then all of a sudden my phone rings and it's Clayton Bellamy. Hey, Jerry, I want to come be on your show. And I'm like, Clayton, I realize we met in Toronto. I'm not in Toronto. I'm in Fort McMurray. And he's like, no, man, I'm up here working on the OJ pipeline. I'm a welder by trade, and I just want to come in and talk. He comes in and co-hosts the show with me. His buddies from the OJ Pipeline are calling up going, hey, man, we've got all kinds of work here for you. So, this was awesome. And I'm going to tell you the best story that he told me about the oil can. So I've never been in the oil can. The oil can was not a thing because I got here in 2011.
Okay.
And at that point,
you missed out, bro.
I know I missed out on that. So he's 18 years old.
Yeah.
And he just played the oil can, and the band's all packed up, and they're backing up. And as they're backing up, a guy starts guiding them out. So he's like, what a nice fella. As they're backing out, everything's going great, rolls the window down to thank the guy. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, thanks for backing us out. Buddy reaches in and punches him right through the window. Yeah. The whole band gets out. There's a melee in the parking lot. And apparently, welcome to the oil can. That's
that's the oil can.
That's
Yeah. That's an awesome story.
Yeah, so that was one of them about that. Yeah. But I'm so like, one of the things that I got to do here in Fort McMurray that's really cool, Aaron Lyons, who is a very mm-hmm. proud Fort McMurrayite, his family just recently sold the Morrison Center, I think like 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. His dad built the Morrison Center. And when we went around town to different places. So at that point, they had torn down the Fort City Theater. We stood there right where they had torn it down. He's like, this is where I went on my first date when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I went with this person and we went to see this movie. We went and stood in front of Composite High School. And we went, this is where I went to high school. My wife ended up teaching here for a while and stuff. Yeah. It was really cool. So we go to the Morrison Center and we're doing a thing. And he's like, yeah, my dad was a big dentist in town, had the Morrison Center, and we built that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know or not, but the first elevator in Fort McMurray was in the Morrison Center.
Oh.
Stopped the interview. We did the rest of the interview in the elevator going up and down nice. At the Morrison Center.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, that's really cool to be able to see mm-hmm. a local kid yeah. talk about, you know, coming up and Gwen taking a chance on him at the Boomtown, you know, to play guitar for them. And then what he turned into is the most listened to Canadian artist in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, the lights of my hometown written about Fort McMurray.
Pretty cool.
You know what I mean? Like, that's really cool. We play that song every year at the Oil Barons
game.
That's
awesome.
Right. Just
that's
to be awesome. Able to say that it's about this city.
That's so
you know
cool,
what I mean?
Man.
So,
well, listen, we went over, but that's okay.
I know. I talk too much.
Oh, listen. I just feel bad for the people at home because me and Jerry were talking for at least an hour before we started filming.
Yeah.
And we'll probably talk for an hour afterwards. So
okay, hold
you
on.
Miss out on that component.
Okay, hold on. Because I'm the announcer for the Oil Barons, we're at the Dream Home and we're wrapping things up and you've gone over.
Yeah.
Penalty to Mac City Morning Show's number one, Elliot Pierre. 2 minutes for going over.
The camera lights.
Could be your kids. Come on in.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for their ongoing support, as well as Patchouli Rose. And like Jerry said, come and get your Oil Barons Dream Home ticket. Hope you're having a great day at home, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.